Good morning and welcome to the Monday Morning Motivational Call for Team Glacken. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every single Monday, we come together to get our business off on the right foot, to be thinking about our Shackley business. In this case, we are rolling into the end of October, and really, when I look at it, I look at it as sort of a rolling into the end of the year. And so just a lot of discussion we can have around planning for next year, and we're going to have a little bit of a discussion about that as well as planning for the end of the year here. But our calls are designed to keep your head in the game for Shackley. I was talking to a couple of people this weekend about how they keep Shackley in front of them in terms of their focus and making sure they're doing something for Shackley every single day. And when you have a full-time Shackley business, it's a lot easier to keep it in front of you than it is when you have a quote-unquote part-time Shackley business. You know, it seems like when we are not focusing on it on a regular basis, that it sort of falls off to the side. And when we are focusing on it on a full-time basis, then it's up to the forefront. No matter what type of a job you have, you either are going into an office or you've got work that's assigned that you have to accomplish, and that keeps the job in front of you. And in Shackley, it's easy for it to slip off to the side. So I just encourage you to stay plugged in, stay in on our Monday calls and Saturday team calls and whatever events are in your area so that you can stay connected. So we have different topics. We have product topics, personal development topics, business topics. And today, as I mentioned, we're going to do a little conversation around planning for the new year. We're going to talk a little bit about December. But prior to that, we had some folks who went to the Tony and Debbie Underwood event down in Tampa this weekend. It was an absolutely fabulous event. Sean Gray was the keynote speaker, and he did just an outstanding job. We get to hear from a lot of testimonials. It was a really awesome weekend. And so for those of you who were able to go and attend, do you want to just share with the group what were some of the big ahas that you took away? And then we'll dive into the rest of the topic for the day. I just want to make sure for anybody who wasn't there that they get just sort of a nugget of what happened this weekend. And I think most people know that we have Sean Gray coming to our January Leadership Summit in Chicago. So just sort of a taste for what you'll get to hear from him when he comes in January. So would anybody like to share?
Hey, Jennifer, it's Dorothy, and I would absolutely love to share some of what I've taken away from our fabulous weekend. It was absolutely awesome. And first and foremost, I think what Sean was trying to get across is that it's about our mindset and to change you and think differently. He did go over... he actually put it on the screen, and he went over five questions that he says that we all have a common goal and that there's five questions that we need to ask ourselves when we're out sharing this passion. And those five questions is, one, is there a need for what Shackley offers? Number two, is Shackley a quality company with a good culture, philosophy, and mission? Number three was, are Shackley's products powerful? Number four was, are there great benefits for building a Shackley business? And number five was, are these great people to partner with? When he put those five questions on that screen, and we went over those, you know, when you can answer yes, 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 and yes to all those, that is absolutely amazing. And we do all have a common goal, and I can't thank him enough, and it is all about us having confidence and being attractive when we go out into the world sharing this, because, like I said, we have what people are wanting.
We do, and thank you for sharing that, Dorothy. And, when you think about, really, we talk a lot about the personal development and how, about 75 to 80% of this business is our mindset and what we're thinking about in our personal development and where we come from and our attitude around our Shackley business. And Sean reinforced that this weekend. And it really does come down to us. Now, I know most of us don't want to hear that sometimes. We'd like to know, what's the magic bullet or what's the one thing I can say or the one thing I can do to really succeed in this business or prospect the right person or, we've all got this image in our head of what's missing or what we need to have happen. And really it comes down to how much we work on ourselves. If we say, well, gosh, I don't have enough people, why don't we have enough people? What is our mindset around that? Do we think we can't attract people? Because if you think you can't, you won't. You know, do you think that Shackley is the best opportunity? And my guess is that most of us agree that Shackley is the best opportunity and that we have the best products in the marketplace. But it really comes down to us and ourselves and how we can either attract people or not attract people. And, you know, I talk to loads of distributors on a daily basis about this, and really no, most people do not want to hear that it's their thinking or it's what they're saying to themselves every day that's either attracting people to them or pushing people away. But it really does come down to that. So, Dorothy, I know you and Betty were there. Is there anything else that you want to share about the weekend? Anything else that you got from it?
Well, I was going to say, well, of course, like any time that you walk into the room, it's like even when you change clothes, it's like I'm like, okay, Jennifer, it's like is here, so listen up.
Well, thank you. I love it even when I change clothes. So for those of you who didn't know, I had to speak right before I had to get on a plane, so I changed into a pair of jeans and what I was going to wear on the plane and had to do my last presentation. So I don't usually get on the stage in jeans, but it was what it was.
And
okay, well, go ahead.
Betty's like shaking her head. No, she doesn't talk too much on these conference calls, but we'll get her there, that's for sure.
That's okay. Good morning. You know, I know we've got a story.
Oh, hey there.
Hey, Lorena, I was going to just ask if there's anybody else who wanted to share about this weekend. So awesome.
Yeah, I would like to share one thing, if that's okay.
Please do.
Well, you know, it's always been, this is not anything that we don't know, but it really hit me so profoundly that between you and Sean and Tony and Debbie and whoever crossed that stage is actually doing what it takes from a personal growth perspective to move people in their lives. Because the whole weekend, it was not, I mean, product was barely even spoken about. So it's just, it shows you really what the secret is our personal growth. That's the secret. It's not about that we have the best products out there because we move the products. The products don't move themselves. So to your point before when you said, I just lost what I was going to say, but it's very rewarding, and it feels very inspiring to be around people like you and the team who are actually doing what they say. It's not talk the talk, it's walk the talk.
Well, it's really important to model that behavior, and I think one of the most profound things that I've learned about Shackley Events is that it's really one of the best places to be. When you think about going somewhere for a weekend, and if it was a business conference or a corporate conference, I can remember just hating going to those types of things. And you'd sit there in the room, and you'd be bored, and you'd be like, gosh, I can't wait to get out of here. Well, in Shackley meetings, you want it to keep going on and on and on. There's just so much good stuff happening, and being around all of those amazing people and just wanting to stay connected to those types of people. If you can get yourself to a Shackley event, you will get remotivated, re-inspired. And that's one of the values of a Shackley meeting. And then the second piece is that when you bring your team with you, that your team gets that same value. They get the opportunity to have the inspiration, the motivation to stay connected, to move their thinking to the next level. And so just really, really powerful to be able to attend those events and to go to as many of those types of things as you possibly can. So I know we have a few more people on the call who were there this weekend. Is there anybody else who'd like to share just one nugget or two nuggets of something that you got from the weekend? And then we'll move into our topic for today. Okay. Well, if anybody decides there's something else that you want to add, please don't hesitate to do so.
And so, Jennifer, I just want to say really quick, this is Dorothy again. You are absolutely right. Being around all of this positivity, it's like, you know, you just don't want the events to end. It's like it's almost a little bit emotional for me to sit there and go, okay, it's like we got to wait till April to see them again, and I forgot to tell people to have happy holidays.
Well, and remember, though, that's the – if you get that infused by going to an event and you want to go to more of those types of events, get your people there, because every time, you know, they don't come around that often. And when we were all there this weekend and I was watching just how it all flowed and just how it all clicked and worked, you can't recreate an event. You can't ever recreate that environment with those people. Even if you had the exact same people and all of the same speakers, it wouldn't be exactly the same as it was this weekend. So make sure that you get yourself and your team to as many events as you possibly can. It's hard to even recapture and share in a call like this what happened at the event. But it's just important that we're all trying to take that information and do something with it for ourselves and for our teams. So thank you guys all for sharing.
Yeah, and that's like people want to wrap it up. It's like they want you to tell them everything that happens. They're going, okay, can you, like, give me a few minutes to take to tell me what happened? You cannot put it into words in just a in a few minutes. It's just not the same.
No, it really
is. Hey, Jennifer?
Yes.
It's Claire. Hi.
Hey, Claire, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thanks.
So my quick little bit for this weekend, besides just, the camaraderie and the connection across so many different, relationships is so amazing. But to have Sean, share about commitment was really great because he pointed out we're all at a place, wherever we are, where we could commit to something more strongly. And it's different for everyone wherever you're at, which I thought was great. But his example and his story was so, compelling, and he told it so well. So from the big picture and the inspiration and the leadership and personal development, that was great. And then to have you speak about the trip so personally was great. It was so fun to hear you, just kind of take time, to just, gratefully and kind of, with so much fun and enthusiasm, share about that. And then to get at the end some real gems about, starting people off right, before you left. Those things were really great. So you in one weekend picked up so much from an inspirational point of view and then a practical. And I like steps. So I got a little of both, which was great.
Well, and I think if an event goes the way I think the people who put the events have intend for it to go, that's exactly what we always hope happens, is that people walk away more inspired, more motivated, and that they've got some concrete nuggets of what to do to build their business. If you go and it's all concrete nuggets, then the event tends to be a little bit boring. Whereas if it's all inspiration, then you walk away going, well, gosh, what do I do? So I think people who put meetings together, we always hope that people walk away with that. So that's awesome news, Claire, that worked out for you for this weekend. So bravo. That was good. And thank you for sharing that. And just thank you for everybody who just shared about the event and, just try to keep that inspiration and motivation alive. And just for those of you who didn't get a chance to go to that event, we've got Sean Gray coming to Chicago for our Leadership Summit in January. And so it'll obviously be a different event, but it should be fantastic as well. So our topics today, we've got two. I wanted to make sure that we just be thinking ahead for two things, and so we only have 15 minutes here, so we can't quite dive into every aspect of both of these topics. But I want everybody to be thinking about 2019. And I know it sounds like, oh, my goodness, Jennifer, we're here at the end of October, and how could I be thinking about 2019? But really the planning for 2019 needs to happen now. Where you want your business to be at the end of 2019, you want to be thinking about that. You want to start to put a plan in place, and you want to make sure that over these next 2 months here in 2018 that you set yourself up to have the foundation for what you're trying to achieve in 2019. So you want to think back to the beginning of this year and where you wanted your business to be at the end of this year. Maybe you didn't have goals put down on paper, and if you didn't, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up. You don't want to, sit there and take the bat over your head and keep beating yourself up for what you didn't do. You can certainly set a goal for where you want to be for the end of this year now. You still have 2 months to accomplish it, and really the end of this month as well. So if you want to count that, you can count October in that as well. And you want to just be thinking, okay, well, what would I like to have accomplished for 2019? What do I need to do here in these last 2 months of 2018 to set me up for that growth? And really take some time to think it through. So often people wait till December 31st, or actually I get a lot of phone calls in the middle of January or in the middle of June of a year where people go, gosh, I need to come up with my goal for the end of this year. And I've done a lot of conversation around goal setting, especially on these calls, and so this is not a call designed specifically just to talk about goal setting. But I don't want anybody out there sort of floundering around. You won't have the results you're looking for if you're floundering around. What we have to do is we have to actually think through where we're going. We've got to put the bullseye out there so we know what direction we're moving in, and then we've got to start moving in that direction. So why don't we have a little conversation around that? How do people feel about planning for 2019 at this point? Do people have any questions around how to do that? What are some of your thoughts about that? No thoughts at all about planning, huh?
Jennifer, it's Laureen.
Yes,
I'm so sorry. I was trying to get my phone off mute, and couldn't get it off. Well, one of the things that I want to share, first of all, I think it is absolutely necessary what you're bringing up, and I know for me, this is an area that I have to get better at. And the point I want to make about it is, I think what's happening, like as you're speaking to this now, I can actually see myself starting to put those, or actually putting those goals down right now, because I actually see my network coming together. It's interesting because this is an area that I've been working on getting better at, and I, for lack of a better word, have put off in a lot of ways, because there's quite a bit to consider as you're setting those goals, because then the commitment has to back them, otherwise nothing happens. But I think the point I'm trying to get across is, you know, coming off a weekend like this, the belief is so evident that this is something that everyone can accomplish. And it's the best time to set the goal, because the commitment levels are there, the vision is there, the belief is there. And at this point, when you hear the teaching and the leadership, whether people were there or not, it's available to everyone. You're available if somebody wants to set their goals and put a plan into action. So for me, seeing my business grow and seeing it take the shape that it's taking, it's a much easier jump right now. And it's not that I want to highlight easy. It's just that what I want to share is, as people can really envision their business, I think it's a better way to set your goals, to really dig deep and see the business that you want to have the vision of it.
And I think that's the piece, Laureen, that is the challenge for so many folks. You know, we talk about ranks a lot. We talk about earning trips. We talk about earning cars. But people don't draw the circles as much as we used to when I first started in the business. And I'm not sure how many of you on this call have actually sat down and drawn out your circles. But I would encourage you to do that, where you draw yourself up at the top as a circle and say, and you put your name in the middle, or just write me in the middle, and then create the organization that you want. And when you think about it, and I've talked about this before, so I just want to remind everybody that if you want to hit, let's say, key coordinator, and you know that key coordinator needs 50,000 in organizational volume, just take 50,000 divided by 2,000, and you know that you need 25 directors, roughly. Now, some directors are going to do more volume. Some directors are going to be a little struggling in their volume areas, but about 25 directors is what you need to be a key coordinator. Take whatever rank. If you want to be an executive coordinator, those folks need to do 20,000 in organizational volume. Divide that by 2,000, you need about 10 directors in your organization. And so it's just about thinking through what you need and then drawing it out, because you do have to see it first. The minute you see it and you draw out that organization and you believe you have that, it's just crazy what happens and how it actually gets created. Sometimes you don't even know how it gets created. I can remember back when I was working on getting to master coordinator, and I remember being at 71,000 in organizational volume just month after month after month, and then all of a sudden I was at 91,000. That's a jump of 20,000. And I really could not tell you at the time, and still can't tell you, exactly what happened to create all of that extra volume. But it was my visualization. I just kept laser focused on master coordinator, I knew my team needed 100,000 in organizational volume. I knew we needed more directors, and I just, that was what I was focused on. And so as you focus in the direction you're moving in, that's what gets created. So if you want a team of, let's say, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 20, 30, 50 people, you've got to draw it out and start to visualize it. Don't put specific names in there necessarily, because that's, I think, for me, that used to always trip me up, because not everybody does what they say they're going to do. And not everybody who's on your team right now may end up being on your team in a couple of years. Yeah, as I look over the years, there's been a lot of shifting and changing, and, you know, some directors stick around and develop a team and some don't. And so you just, you know, that morphs and changes as time goes on. But just be clear with yourself about what it is you're creating and get that down on paper. And I think the best way to do that is to draw circles. So any other thoughts or comments around, you know, goal setting and thinking through 2019?
I just have one other quick thing I want to mention on the goal setting and the vision. Mm-hmm. I know many of you know this story, but I think it's very important that, you know, I never got a phone call to look at Shackley. It came to me in a different way. And Sean was talking about this weekend about when we envision our business, to envision talking to people our level and above, because people who are successful in business will look at this from a business perspective and they'll get that it's a great idea. Whether they do it or not is incidental, but the conversation is a much different conversation. So when we're drawing out those circles, even for the people that we're sponsoring, if we can encourage and support them to talk to their chicken list, you never know, if we don't make that phone call and we don't get into action on a daily basis, the belief obviously is not fostered, and our putting the names in those circles never happen. But when we do that action, it actually does start to take form, and people do get sponsored, and people do buy products, and then you start to see it unfold.
And it's such a good reminder about getting that chicken list out and looking at who's on there. And sponsoring people at your level or above changes your organization. I've been in a lot of situations with people that I think, oh, my gosh, this person has a great network, and I can't wait to start working with them to help them develop their team and their organization. And when they start to bring people together, it's not at their level or above. It's several levels below them. And it just, you can tell, it's just not going to be the type of organization that's going to have the growth that they're looking for or the excitement and the energy. But people have to have the right confidence in themselves and in this opportunity to be able to go out and prospect. So if you look at your chicken list and you say, there is absolutely no way I could call any of those people, what personal development has to happen in you so that you could make those phone calls, so that you could enlist your upline to partner with you and go out and make those calls to those people? You know, it's just a great question to keep asking ourselves, because every day I start my day asking myself, what do I need to do to do better today? What is it that I need to do to improve myself so that I can be the best that I can be? And if we ask ourselves that every single day and we keep working on ourselves, we're going to keep moving forward. It's when we don't have any of that growth, when we don't focus on anything about movement towards the future, that we don't have the growth that we're looking for. Okay, so I'm going to switch conversations here, and if we need to come back to thinking about 2019, that's fine, but I just also want to make sure that we're thinking about the holiday season. Two things that are happening with the holiday season. We've got Thanksgiving. And then, of course, we've got Christmas, and for those of you who maybe don't celebrate those holidays, we've got, you know, there's other holidays in there. I know there's the Jewish holidays that come up as well. There's just a lot of different things that happen this time of year. And if we're not planful and proactive in our business, we get stuck in that cycle of, oh, my goodness, the month has happened to me versus me creating my month. So November and December can be the biggest volume months you've ever had in your business. If you capitalize on all of the functions that you're invited to, the events that you're invited to, the whether it's parties, the social events, the conversations, the camaraderie, all the things that happen this time of year. So just think that through. The second piece is that Shackley is having some IT updates. And so our IT updates are just continuously happening, right? So they're continuously, and then you've been seeing some improvements in the back office, and they're just going to continue to improve. And so my suggestion for everybody is to think through how can we get all of our volume in November by the 15th, the volume number that you want to hit by the 15th of November, and do the same in December. The volume number that you want to hit in December, getting it there by the 15th of the month. Because if you do that for both months, you will then not get sucked into the holiday season. You won't get sucked into what's happening around you. You'll be able to be proactive about your business. So that means, you know, whether you're, if you send out a newsletter, if you do any type of a holiday special, whatever it is that you choose to do, making sure that you're being proactive about that and doing it early in the month. And if you start thinking about that now, you've got a couple of days left here in the month of October, obviously, to finish out October, but just be planful about November and how do you get your volume before Thanksgiving hits. And then you've got time to think about what do I need to do in December to get my volume in the first 2 weeks of December before everybody, you know, goes crazy and says they're not able to think about Shackley. So are there any comments or thoughts around that and anything that you've done in the past in your business that's really helped you get volume by the 15th of the month?
Hey, Jennifer, it's Dorothy.
Hey there.
Hello. I was just talking about this yesterday because it was successful last year, and I'm going to do it just a little bit earlier this year. I want to get all of the Christmas cards out to our members and distributors, and what I do is because I put a little note in their gift certificate that if they want to place that this is a gift to you, it's like to kick off your new year. They place an order between the 1st and the 20th of December, the guy will give them an extra 10% back. And you'd be surprised. That drove a lot of volume last year. So I'm going to do that again. We're going to do that again this year because we're going on that cruise with you, and it's going to, I want that luggage.
Well, good. I'm glad. I hope everybody's going to go on the cruise and get the luggage. And we have time to do that if we're proactive and we think it through. So don't let the year happen to you. Just be very proactive. Now, I try to do Thanksgiving cards, and so I've actually already ordered all of my Thanksgiving cards, and so they're already ordered. They've been shipped. They should be here actually today. And I've already got all my stamps ready. And so what I do is I do Thanksgiving cards and let my customers know how thankful I am that they're a part of my Shackley family. So I do that, and then a couple of weeks later, I offer a special. And so it's two different things that I've done every holiday season, and so it's worked very well for me. Whatever it is that you want to do, I know that there's some people that do the 10% off for the holiday. There's some people that do 12 days of Christmas. You know, the first 12 days of the month of December, they call it the 12 days of Christmas, and they offer a special each day, or they offer some type of a nugget of health every single day for their customers. Just think through what can you do to increase your volume and get the volume that you're looking for early in the month. It is going to be such a blessing for you, and then you can actually sit back yourself and you can enjoy the holidays and not feel stressed about it. And you will be able to get all of your customers and your volume and whatever, if you need sponsoring numbers for the luggage and the trip, you can get all of that accomplished early in the month because you've planned it out. So I just can't stress it enough. The more planful you are about it, the more it's going to happen. So any last comments about our conversation today? I know we've been all over the board. We talked about the Tampa event this last weekend. We talked about 2019 planning, and we talked about the upcoming holiday season. Any other thoughts around any of those three topics or any last comments?
I just want to say thank you, Jennifer. Your leadership is impeccable, and I pride myself every day in modeling, you know, what you teach us and, you know, how you emulate yourself in your business and helping the team. So thank you so much for your leadership.
Oh, you're welcome, Laureen, and thank you for yours. You know, something, we've got an amazing group of leaders in this organization, and I appreciate each and every one of you. And I appreciate the efforts that you put into your Shackley business, all of the people that you've helped share Shackley with, and let's just continue to go out there and change the health of this nation and around the world. I said it at the event this weekend, and I truly believe it. It's something that Roger Barnett has sort of tasked for us in the Shackley field, is to become the largest force for social change. When we change people's health and we change people's wealth, we truly change the world around us, And we have that in front of us. This is what we do on a daily basis. And let's just go out and do a little bit more of it, share with more people, impact more lives, and we will change the world. So I hope you have a fabulous Shackley day, everybody, and a fabulous Shackley week. We'll see you same time, same place next Monday. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.